Counseling Services of Lancaster is trying to get the word out to parents about a nationwide problem that is affecting middle and high school students locally.
What this represents is a major public health epidemic that it needs to change from the top down.
That's Ashley Harder, Prevention Director with Counseling Services of Lancaster. The nonprofit that works to prevent and treat substance use disorders is calling on parents to take action as it regards to vapes and THC devices. The organization helped collect over 347 nicotine vapes and 107 THC devices from 10 schools in the county.
The big difference between traditional tobacco products and these products is that the concentration of nicotine is so high. And we know that nicotine is one of, if not the most addictive substance in the world. And people don't understand that whenever a brain is still developing, it is very susceptible to these huge spikes of dopamine that are caused by mood and mind-altering substances like nicotine.
Harder says gas stations and shops are selling these devices and products to people under the age of 21 illegally and getting addicted or hooked faster. She adds that networking in the schools can maybe help parents be aware of the dangers to educate their kids on the nicotine and THC vapes.
Obvious that these products are marketed to them. They're easy to access. They're easy to conceal. We need to do more on a larger scale to prevent a whole generation of addicts before it gets worse.
Vape detectors were installed in the district that help locate and track these devices. Counseling Services then helps dispose of those devices safely as well.